exciting things going on. So stay tuned. We'll be doing the rest of 24 Hours of Student Power until midnight, March 4th, technically, but tonight, more like, I don't know, casually, yes. I guess.
11:59 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, this is really fun. Again, you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9. I'm Violet.
I'm Holly. Bye-bye. I love you. See you soon.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
dear.
Listening to Community Radio CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral and unceded territories of the Musqueam people at UBC's Point Grey campus in Vancouver. My name's Alec Christensen, and you are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, an all-day student-powered initiative featuring many of the voices of CITR, who are students, given it's a UBC radio station. Organized by CITR's own student governing body, the Student Executive. My name's Alec Christensen. I am the former president years and years ago of that Student Executive, joined by my former triumvirate, Isia Witteveen.
Hi.
The former vice president, and Kelly Stenson.
Hello.
The former business manager and the president who preceded me. How are you both?
So good. This is so weird.
This is really weird.
Really weird to be back on the radio. I just opened with Chad Van Galen's Old Heads, as I was saying off air, kind of tongue in cheek, because of how how no one cares about the Old Heads. We've moved on.
We're nobody.
Yeah, I feel very old.
Yeah.
I haven't been physically in the station since pre-pandemic. What about you guys?
I was here a bit, maybe twice last semester.
like trying to study, but then feeling weird and leaving because I'm like, I don't even belong here anymore. I have to knock on the door. I don't have the codes. It's like strange, you know.
Yeah. And our terms ended kind of unceremoniously because it was the 2019-2020 school year. So
yeah,
March of 2020, the pandemic hit, everything went online. And it kind of just changed how the station ran for quite a while.
Well, and we extended our terms in yes. hope that we would be able to, you know, pass mm-hmm. on the torch to a leadership in person. Yeah. And then we just still ended up
yeah, it was yeah. virtual.
Ending online. But
so I guess maybe there's a little bit of nice continuity in coming back almost exactly 2 years after we all left.
Yeah.
True. We didn't even get to do our karaoke song. You
no,
know
we
how
didn't.
We were supposed to. I think it was it Mamma Mia? What?
We sang, yeah.
Was it?
The tradition, is it incoming and outgoing leadership sings like karaoke
yeah.
song?
Yeah, so yeah. you do the same song when you...
And I think we sang Mamma Mia, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, but we didn't get to sing it again.
Exactly. Tragic. Well, we could sing it right now.
This is our opportunity. Live karaoke.
yeah, I don't know. This hour is going to be really chill. It's just going to be us kind of catching up, talking about what we've been up to, what CITR has been up to in the last little while. Kind of creating a continuity maybe for us more so than for people who regularly listen to yeah. the station and know what's going on. But I think it'll be a fun time, so let's get into some music.
I'm not afraid. truth, this is a song. I don't even know what I'm saying. Everything is going wrong. I think I changed my mind again. I'm not sure if this is the kind of life that I saw myself living. I don't need no dating app to tell me if I look like crap, to tell me if I'm thin or fat, to tell me should I shave my rat. I don't need no radio, no MTV, no BBC. I just need a bubble bath to set me on a higher path.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Okay, and we're back, CITR 101.9 FM, 24 hours of student power. We just heard... What did we hear? We heard Parquet Courts, Wet Leg. Do you guys know Wet Leg? Have you heard of
them? I'm from TikTok.
Yeah, they've blown up.
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And just in general, like all of a sudden they were on like all the Tiny Desks and Kimmels and Fallons.
Yeah.
I felt quite ahead of the curve because I had like heard them on like a couple like indie radio stations and I was like, nice, I'm in on the ground floor for this band. And then I was listening just in the car. I had 102.7 The Peak on. No disrespect to them, but they were playing them, and I'm like, all right, it's
a thing now, yeah.
What have you guys been listening to? What's like stood out to you in the last 2 years is particularly notable. If you had a radio show to play music on, what would you have been playing?
Only country. I've only been listening to country.
Like who?
Sierra Farrell.
I've heard of her.
She's so good. And she's playing here like next week and it's
Wednesday
sold out.
Wednesday at the Hollywood, right?
Yeah. And I'm
my roommates are going.
Oh, it's sold out. And I didn't know she was playing a lot of like that vibe.
Okay.
Like things that are very reminiscent of like old country, but they're like
but
not.
They're all new, right?
Yeah. Which is funny because that's considered like alt country, but it's like, but it's kind of not.
It's like traditional.
It's
just not bro country. So
yeah.
It has to be alt.
It's strange what country music has kind of like become. Not to sound like an old person or like an elder statesman of country music.
Well, yeah,
but it's interesting like how like poppy and EDM heavy like, commercial country music is, but then also that it's like such a institution that there are like radio stations dedicated to it.
Totally
I don't know, it's weird to talk about something so ubiquitous like that, but...
Well, yeah, because it's not saying that it's bad. It's strange, different.
A lot of it,
I'm not saying that none of it's bad, but
country song featuring Nelly, that was like a whole era.
Yeah,
country song with like rap bridge.
Yeah. It was like a 2016, 2017 thing. What else? Who else besides Sierra Farrell?
Lots of like, I don't know, just kind of Shaky Graves. Like
okay,
a lot of really good Winnipeg artists have been putting out some good tunes, some of which we'll hear later.
Yeah, are there any you want me to cue up?
You know what? Why don't you put on Amos the Kid?
Okay.
What Did You Do? So he released this EP. This is a friend of mine. He released this EP like 2 weeks after the pandemic hit. And there was kind of talks that like, oh no, this sucks because now you can't tour, you can't play shows, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it blew up. Like, it got put on a bunch of, like, the Spotify, like, top playlists, the ones made by Spotify. It made some charts, like, just, and, like, hundreds of thousands of listens.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's done really well, and he's put out another EP since. And I'm sure he's probably working on more.
And this is from the first EP?
Yes, okay. Yeah, Mountain View.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Dance beyond the headline. That shit just don't fly around here now. Everybody's staring. King can't stash behind the club. The anarchists in backpacks. Smirking your sincerity. Let's grimace down so fast, strong. I'm ready.
Okay. I hope you're not around. Well, hidden in these walls of sound. See, I know you put me down. And if so, well, I'm alright. I hope it's just a phase. I'll be there, and if so.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasqueam, Mustail. All right, and we're back, CITR 101.9. We just had a good kind of double header. Amos the Kid, What Did You Do?, who is a friend of our co-host Kelly. Mm-hmm. And then Jay Wood, What You Do to Me, which was another song you added to the playlist. Do you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, Jay Wood is another one from Winnipeg. He's awesome. He's actually going on tour, I think, starting like next week or something, with Molly Birch. Ooh. All around the States, and then is going to be playing in Vancouver, I think, at the Rickshaw on like April 2nd, I think. Yeah, Jay Wood is awesome. Spits out some really good tunes, so if you liked that song, go to the Rickshaw, I guess. That's all I have to say about that.
Sure, good enough. Have you made it to any shows, either of you, since things have kind of loosened up a little?
No, I think I maybe have been to like one local show. I think I saw Shui or something on like the top of, you know, the Sunwe Wa Center.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm.
There was a show on like the rooftop, which was pretty cool.
That's cool.
But besides that, not much.
Yeah.
No,
neither. Yeah. I like. This might be an unpopular opinion, but even pre-COVID, I was always, like, I would dread going to a lot of shows just because, like, I have to stand there and listen to songs I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're pleasantly surprised, but sometimes it's just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely the older I get, I'm like, I don't need to go. Unless I'm, like, a really big fan. I'm like, I could just stay home. It's fine.
I do have a little bit of jealousy for people who can, like, withstand and have the endurance to go to, like, lots of just, like, random local shows.
Oh, 100%. I don't want to stand and I don't want to be sweaty and I don't want a headache. And I feel like it's all of those things always.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you like add COVID anxiety on top of all of that.
100%.
Like, do you want to go to a show you don't like and then get COVID? And you're like, damn.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
In 2018, I saw Brockhampton down, I don't know where they played, somewhere downtown.
The Vogue.
The Vogue.
I was there.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that was the concert where I realized, like, why am I here? Like, I know, like, three songs by them. Mm-hmm. I like the three songs, but I'm just now in this, like, pit of sweaty people who are, like, shoving and jumping. And, like, it's fine if they want to go do that and have fun, but I don't really need to get, like, pushed around in this mess.
That crowd was also, like, pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't very, like, take caring of each other.
No,
it's just, like,
no.
I need to be at the front. I don't know.
Yeah. I fell to the ground. That's the only time I've, like, fallen during a concert, because I don't really go into those kinds of pits. But some guy just like flew into me and knocked me on my ass.
Bummer.
I know.
Yeah, never again.
Yeah, that's what I was
that
like,
would turn me off for life.
I'm gonna go stand at the back of the room. I lost my friends. It was a long night. Icia, what have you been listening to?
We talked about this a little last night, but like I don't even know. I've been watching a lot of movie musicals, so I've been listening to those. Specifically from like the 70s and the early 80s, those were the best movie musicals.
Which musicals have you been?
Hair, great music. Jesus Christ Superstar,
great
music. Fame, also great. All great.
Are they all the same playwright?
No. So Jesus Christ Superstar was a rock opera, so it was an album. And then I guess they turned it into a play and then they turned it into a movie.
Okay.
Which is like, it's crazy. It's like, mm-hmm. I feel like the Christians probably hated it when it came out because it's just like Jesus is like a hippie and all his disciples are like.
Right.
The only time I've seen that, well, I've seen it a few times, but the only reason I've seen it is because I went to a Catholic school for middle school and they would let us watch it like all the time. And yeah, because they wouldn't let us watch like much of anything else. It'd be like like G-rated like Disney movies.
Sure.
Like Tales.
Or Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
Funny because like at least when I watch it, I'm like, Judas be making some points. And like Judas has the best voice. And Judas is like just, he's my favorite character because the actor who plays him is so good. I'm like, I don't know. Like when I watched it as a kid, I was probably like, this is the story of Jesus. But now I'm like, I don't know. He's kind of right at times. I get his anxieties about this whole thing, you know?
Yeah. I saw it. They did my freshman year of high school. The drama department did it. And that's the only time I've seen it or listened to it or anything.
Okay.
And this might be more a comment on like the adaptation than the play itself. But I just like the whole time I sat there and I was like, I don't get this.
And those are hard songs to sing. I can't see it going well at a high school.
I also think that like sometimes things don't really translate in like, high school theater departments. Yeah. I've been into some plays that were like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
What song should we play, Isaiah?
I've been listening to a lot of like drum and bass inspired stuff. So maybe the Rochelle Jordan song, which I just learned. She is Canadian, so CanCon. But I feel like that's also just getting super popular, like the whole like Pink Panthers wave of like poppy drum and bass music.
Yeah.
So it's all right. Relevant.
Let's check it out.
A little strange, a little guarded. A little closed off, but open-hearted. I look at you looking at me. I read your mind, what you keep. I feel the same in me. So do I feel where you're coming from.
I know what you feel, so miss. Coming to the Imperial May 6th to support their newest single, Bad Love, out now from their recently announced brand new album, Blue Skies. Available wherever you listen to music, May 27th.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation, or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Okay, and we're back. We've got about 15 more minutes before we're off and on to the next thing. And I guess one thing that we could kind of address is that sounds like we're talking about something really serious and dark. No, but we can talk about kind of what CITR has been up to in the last 2 years. And we've been a little more like, we've been entirely hands-off. We've been kind of detached from the station and not seeing what's going on or like being involved in any sort of like day-to-day way in the way we were 2 years ago. But it's kind of been like different and interesting, I think, to be on the outside of something that you were so like involved with for so long.
Yeah, I really liked seeing just like the exec's presence on social media and stuff. Yeah. It's like so... I remember, like, when we got tossed into doing it online, we were like, ugh, like, just because it was so different. But then now that we have execs that are coming in, that they were never, like, they were never part of the exec when, you know, we would have meetings in the lounge and stuff. And so they've just, like, adapted to it. And I think it's, like, so awesome. It seems like they're super active. And, you know, it's, like, not in a condescending way or patronizing way, but it's like, you're just so proud, you know?
It's really impressive. Also, Fund Drive was recently CITR's annual fundraising week or 10 days or so.
Yeah.
And they, I think, exceeded the goal and raised something like 20,000 or
amazing.
Maybe a bit more than that.
Nice.
The
nice.
Theme also was so good.
What yes.
The it like fit.
Tell us about the theme, Kelly.
It was like, honestly, I don't know if I 100%. Got it. It's like it's like, it was like fish themed. I think it was like plenty of fish in the sea. But then I was talking to Anna Rose and she said it kind of just adapted into like just fish. And I like I'm here for
I guess
it.
It was like Valentine's time, and like when we were on the leadership, we're like we should just make it always Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. It's like a facet of Valentine's. Plenty of fish in the sea.
I love it. And super good prizes this year, too. Mm-hmm. I'm super stoked to get mine in the mail.
We had the funny, when we were the leadership, the prize, which was like the candy, the custom candy grams.
Oh, yeah.
Little candy hearts that said like CITR on them, right?
Yeah, they had a bunch of, was it just CITR? Or did they have, I think there was a few different little.
That was funny, though.
Ones.
My parents donated that year and I was supposed to pick up their prizes, but I think COVID got in the way of that, so I don't know if I ever caught
they may my... just be around here somewhere.
Maybe. I got a mug in the mail like a couple months ago.
The pink one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I think I have like four of them now.
I think just the color of that mug wakes me up in the morning more than the actual coffee contained in it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it's absurd. It stands out in my
It's cupboard. Aggressive. Yeah. It like glows.
Do you have anything?
Not
to put you on the spot.
I literally have nothing in my brain at the moment. No, what's the end of the thing? This end of the summer, the show.
Victory Square.
There you go. I kept on saying VPL in my brain. I was like
Vancouver Public Library
something. I went to that this summer, and that was really nice. It was like nice just being a person sitting in the grass and not having any stress in my body about anything, which was fun. So that was cool to observe. But I haven't been to a lot of, like, things, you know. I don't know.
No. Like, but, like, no one really has, right? Just that's because true. Of the nature of things right now.
Yeah.
When we were the leadership and we went to Victory Square, I somehow got volunteered into, like, hosting. Like, the not, like, in front of the audience or talking on the stage, but, like, doing the radio hosting.
Right.
For that, which is how I discovered I cannot be on the radio without a co-host.
That's
I'm
so
just
funny.
Going from song to song to song and introducing songs. I was like, I cannot possibly like be expected to vamp by myself for more than like 2 minutes.
Yeah. The year before I got tossed into like emceeing and not that I like didn't want to, but like I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Standing on a stage and also because I wasn't like, you know, when you're you come in as exec leadership, like you don't really start until September. Like you're technically in from April on. There's like some things you do, but you don't know faces around the station. You don't know program. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I was
just
like this anonymous, just like
thrown into this.
So shy, like just so painfully shy.
I don't know.
You,
if I can...
Did you do it with me a little bit?
I feel like I like successfully avoided ever having to be on stage at any moment.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I never had to do that. I really didn't want to.
Well, that's
good. I emceed this was years ago too, but the CITR like podcast launch party, which was at the Avant Garden.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I had like a pretty like thorough script that I could draw from, which made it easier, but I was doing the land acknowledgement and I got to the word colonially, referring to like the city colonially known as Vancouver, and I did what I just did where I just totally screwed up this word mid sentence and it's like serious.
Yeah.
Not the time to like have these like flubs. So that word has haunted me ever since.
Yeah.
It's too many L's.
Yeah.
Like even this tiny speech we had to do to get elected for leadership, that was daunting.
Just in front of the membership, yeah.
Time.
For the sake of a good segue, one other interesting thing that CITR has been doing, and this was kind of in the works like years ago when we were involved, and I think COVID delayed it, is the establishment of a record label called Fanta Records, which I think is funded with the Pat Placek Memorial Fund, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And the record label Fanta Records just released what I believe is the first couple of singles off of the label by Kitty Prozak. Have you heard either of the songs?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, well, this one is really fun. It sounds good, but it also, the lyrics kind of made me laugh because of how clever they were. So this is Jesus Was a Trans Girl.
such long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought that she was weird. Jesus was a communist, this I believe, because of the wisdom that I did receive. She was popping up bread everywhere she went, and people believed she was heaven sent. Far from it, maybe she was just really clever, or maybe she'll come back. I say better late than should be no surprise. She said, if you can't stop staring, better pluck out your eyes. Blessed are the peacemakers, she also said, 'cause if you live by the sword, you'll fucking wind up dead. Jesus loved degenerates, on this hill he'll die. All the trannies and queers were the apple of her eye. And to all of us she promised, now it won't be too long until the last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid. Thought you already knew that your Jesus was brown. Yeah, your Jesus was a Jew. She hated imperialistic motherfuckers like you. She said her rich man couldn't get to heaven if he tried. Might as well shove a camel through a needle's eye. And if he doesn't like that, he can give away all his shit, 'cause money doesn't matter when the world's gonna split. Jesus loves the people who were hated and seen as broken, and you would love them too if you believed a single word she'd spoken. Jesus was a trans girl, this I know, or the Holy Bible tells me so. She had such long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought that she was weird. And Jesus loved degenerates, on this hill he'll die. All the trannies and queers were the apple of her eye. And to all that she promised, now it won't be too long until the last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid. And none shall be afraid. And none shall be afraid.
we're back. We're about to say goodbye, though. This has been fun. It's been a good reunion.
So much fun.
It's lovely to see you both, and hopefully we can see each other outside of the radio. That is a very funny irony that the first time, like, the three of us have hung out since the whole pandemic has started has been, like, on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's been at least three times where we've been like, oh, we should do something. And then we, like, start talking about it, and then we just forget.
That's how it always happens.
Do you have any final thoughts to leave the people at home with before we say goodbye?
Get your booster. I don't know.
Yeah. Keep listening to 24 Hours for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's the best day of the year.
It is a really fun day. It feels like a bit of a marathon. Let's see. Highlights. I know the student executive is wrapping up with a big finale at 11 p.m. Flower Power Hour is doing a special episode at 6 p.m. There's an Museum of Anthropology exhibition promotional interview, I think, happening at 2 p.m. And lots of other fun, interesting things throughout the day, including up next, an interview with the Love in Public podcast.
Which sounds awesome.
This
is my first time hearing about it, now I'm for sure going to listen to it.
Yeah, so stay tuned in to hear from them. Otherwise, we'll bid you all adieu.
Bye.
See ya.
Adios.
You're listening to
CRTR 101.9
FM, broadcasting
live from
Muskogee
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.